You've tuned in to Breakthrough Radio, where we address how to create success playing the inner and outer games of business today. Coming to you live every Monday with Michelle Price and her Breakthrough team of experts. Welcome to Breakthrough Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price and I am coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. And you know, we are celebrating 5 years here on Breakthrough, talking about the inner and outer game of business. Well, it is time for us to hear from Don, and he is going to be teaching us 5 ways to increase our sales this year. So you guys, please join me as we welcome Don Cooper, the sales heretic, to Breakthrough Radio. How are you doing, Don?
Good morning, Michelle.
Well, let's dig right in.
All right. Well, there are 5 basic ways to increase your sales, and they're all pretty simple and straightforward. So these are 5 simple strategies that you can implement in your business, whoever you are, whatever you sell, that will help you boost your sales. Number 1, using more prospects. To some extent, sales is a numbers game, and if you do everything else the same, if you just add more prospects to the mix, you'll make more sales. So how can you find more prospects? That might mean spending more time prospecting. It might mean buying more lists of people you can find. It might mean more networking. It might mean more social media. But how could you add more prospects to your pipeline? Number 2, have the same number of prospects, but close more frequently. First of all, do you even know what your closing percentage is? If you don't, you need to figure it out. And whatever it is, odds are you can boost it. Grab a book, go to a seminar, read some blog posts, learn more about closing. One of the simplest things you can do to improve your closing ratio is to simply ask for the sale. Publishing. How often salespeople and business owners do not simply ask for the sale for fear of being rejected, for fear of being perceived as pushy and manipulative. It's the most common challenge I see with closing. So if you do nothing else but simply ask for the sale more often, you'll make more sales. Number 3, have the same number of prospects, close the same percentage of them, but sell them more stuff. The single most common reason people don't buy more stuff from you is they don't know what you have. So tell them, make it clear to them what else you've got, what else they could buy. Again, many salespeople and business owners don't do this for fear of seeming pushy. They don't want to feel like they're forcing stuff on people. Don't think of it that way. If your stuff rocks, people want it. And not letting them know about it does them a disservice. So let your buyer know the other things they could buy that might enhance their experience or protect the primary purchase they're buying. Let them know what they could buy, and very often they'll want it. Give them the option to buy it. You're not forcing them, you're giving them the option. Number 4, have the same number of prospects, close the same percentage of them, sell them the exact same stuff, but increase the frequency with which they buy. Very often, our prospects don't know all the different ways our products and services could help them. So let them know. Now, that might mean helping them to use your product or service in a way that causes them to want to buy more frequently. That's the reason food product companies have for 100 years been publishing their own recipes. So how could you encourage your buyers to buy from you more frequently? So you might give them ideas for how to use your product. Or it might be simply keeping in touch with them, sending them reminders from time to time. Very often, prospects could use you more often than they do, but they don't think about it. They're busy. And often, these just need a reminder for you that you're there. That also includes whenever you get a new product or a new service, let them know about that. For a restaurant, that's critically important. Hey, we're here. Try our new sandwich, or try our new salad, or try our new soup, or whatever. give them more reasons to come back to you more often. Number five, have the same number of prospects, close the same percentage of them, sell them the exact same stuff at the exact same frequency, but sell it at higher prices. Too many companies and too many salespeople discount what they sell in an effort to boost sales. The problem is, while you might boost the top line, you're often lowering the bottom line. Because whenever you discount, you're cutting margin. So you're taking profit off the top. Your expenses don't change, so only your profit disappears. It's astonishing how many sales you can make without discounting, or by even increasing your prices. If you were to increase your prices 10%, you'd have to lose as many as 30 to 40% of your clients in order to lose money. Because when you raise your prices 10%, all of that 10% is profit. So just by increasing your prices, or if nothing else, simply discounting less, you can make more sales because the people that are buying from you will keep buying. People often say to me, but won't people buy less? No. A few might, but others won't. And you make more in profit because of the extra margin than you lose in sales. Everybody I've ever known who raised their prices has seen their sales go up. Don't be afraid of your price. Be proud of your price. If your product or service rocks, it's worth a higher price, and raising your price won't hurt you. If your product or service sucks, cutting your price isn't going to help you. So focus on producing a premium product, a premium service, making sure your customers know what they're getting for their money, and then charging accordingly. Those are five different ways you could increase your sales. If you just increase one of them, you'll increase your sales. What if you could improve two, three, even all five? So what if you could increase the number of prospects you deal with, close a higher percentage of them, sell each of them more products and services, increase the buying frequency of all of them, and make all of those sales at higher prices? What could that do for your sales? What could that do for your business in the course of the next year? Map out a plan for achieving each one of these five things, and your sales will skyrocket.